Hey guys.
Hey Jenna, what's up? Okay.
Welcome to this week's episode of Mountain Hawk Talk. I'm your host, Jenna Odell, a senior journalism major on the women's rowing team. And joining me today are seniors Maria Urban and Lindsay Martin from Lehigh Softball. Thanks for coming on and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Okay. First of all, let's talk about how this is like freshman year.
Yeah. That's crazy.
How did that even happen? Because you didn't live in Dreveau, did you?
No. How did I meet
you? She lived in Taylor and then Richards, right?
I lived in Upper Sense and then Richards.
Okay. Yeah, basically. Was it like orientation week? Maybe.
How did we meet?
You guys met before we all met. Well, obviously me and Maria knew each other.
We were friends really early.
Yes. Was it a class? We had a class together.
Media and Society.
You guys are not.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was such a good class.
No, that was such a good class.
Yeah, it was. That was
awesome. And the marching band came in on our class.
Yes.
And I remember I was like, I was a freshman and like, what is this school?
Yes.
This is crazy.
No, but I just.
What is this school?
No, literally, yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering this because I was like, okay, me and Maria met, then me and Lindsay met.
Yeah.
And we met. I just remember there was one night where I, like, all of my friends had, like, left or something for, I don't even know, like, what weekend it was, and we were eating mac and cheese in your room.
Yes, I remember this. It was, like, the second week of school.
And I was just like, what are we doing? Like, knock, knock, hello, open up. No, but this is literally such, like, throwback.
It really is.
Like, all the three of us in a room together.
Yeah.
I'm like laughing.
It is such a full circle moment.
Yeah.
How did we meet? I don't even know. Like,
it
I literally have no idea.
Through you and me.
Yeah.
I think we didn't know each other until like second semester of freshman year.
Yeah.
Once you moved up to Richards.
Yeah. Because where you lived in
Dreveau with her. Yeah.
Yes.
All the softball girls were in Dreveau.
Yes. Okay.
And basketball then, too. Like,
right.
Meg,
right.
Ella.
And volleyball. So
yeah, yeah.
All
and
of
I,
us.
Up there, honestly.
Oh yeah, I might have known you through like Megan and Emily too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm gonna think on that and then I'll text
think,
you
yeah,
later
think
because
on that.
I love these stories. Like those stories about like how we met. Those
yeah.
are my favorite. We were doing this on the bus last weekend too, our last Aww. Regatta. I was like, how did we meet? And we were like, I actually have no idea. My roommate, I have, like, one specific, like, crazy memory of how we met, and, like, I will never forget it.
Yeah.
First question, why Lehigh?
Anyone who's out of state, I feel like, always gets asked this question.
Yeah, you get asked it a lot.
Yeah, especially being from California. Everyone's
like, yeah.
Why would you leave? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I think, like, in terms of not knowing what Lehigh was, being from the West Coast, and obviously, like, softball was a big part of my process in coming here. It was like knowing the program was always competitive and being able to come and watch the practice that they had and see how like our coach kind of is, I don't want to say like fun, but the practice was never like cutthroat in the sense of like, get on the line, let's run. It was kind of like, they're always repping things. They're always doing different things and they still are able to put out a competitive program.
You'd like, say like he's creative in a sense.
Yeah. And they're very like, like what she's saying, you're not going into practice feeling like you can't be yourself.
Yeah.
Like you can go to get better and all the coaches support you in that. Whereas like I know at other programs that's not necessarily the case and it's very cutthroat like what she's saying. I think for me too, I knew the kind of competitive program I wanted and I'm from the East Coast, so I knew what Lehigh was. And once I met Coach Fran and kind of saw the same thing she's talking about with the practices and – once I came on my visit and saw the campus, I knew I was like, okay, I'm coming here.
Yeah.
You also, like, when you come, you can watch the girls and how they interact with each other. And it's just different in the sense of, like, everyone's friends and people, like, it's not like, oh, that's my teammate I play next to her. It's like, they're laughing, they're cracking jokes, they're hitting BP together. It's not like, that's not the cutthroat that I'm, like, I'm not saying, like, we're not competitive because we are. Like, we always put out a good team.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm saying, like, it's not like you're at practice and everything's tense.
Yes.
It's loose. Yeah. It's fun. You're having a good time.
Yes.
You can be yourself, like Maria said. Everyone, I think, on our team is able to unapologetically be themselves. And I think that's kind of why you see a lot of success throughout the years of Lehigh softball.
I agree.
Yeah. That was beautifully put. And so, next question. How did you discover softball in the first place? Like, as a little, baby.
Okay, well, I started playing when I was 3, and couldn't be on the team yet because you can't start till you're 4. And
you're like,
put me in. Breaking rules since day one. No, I'm just kidding. And my dad was like, well, I have an older sister, and so we're 15 months apart, so pretty close in age. Mm-hmm. And she was just starting playing softball. And my dad was like, well, and my dad also played college sports, so he played college baseball and college football. So he was like, well, if I coach, can my other daughter play? And they're like, can she even hold a bat? He's like, trust.
Trust.
So I started there, and he coached us up until probably like 12U, like getting out of the T-ball era. Mm-hmm. And then basically from there, started playing competitive, and it just stuck, I guess. Yeah. And I basically played with my sister all throughout high school. And we were on the same travel ball team until I really started to get recruited.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did she go to college to play softball too?
No, she actually, I'd say, she got burnt out. And so she ended up not. And she's in a sorority. Yeah. So.
Love that.
Crazy. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, mine's very different. I think I was also 4. And my dad and his work buddies wanted to get in on, like, the Little League T-ball situation.
What?
And my dad was like, you're going. I was like, okay, here we go.
Oh,
and
my
at
God.
The time, the other dad, his daughter was in my kindergarten class. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, a thing we did together. And at the time in T-ball, like, you also get to pitch a little bit, like, just to see who, like, can throw a strike. Yeah. Like, that's the goal.
Just, like,
who can get it to the plate.
Yeah.
Because everybody pitches when they're, like, 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
And I did that, and then it just stuck. And, like, I do it with my dad, and it's, like, the best thing ever.
It
still.
Is, yeah. It's, like,
a it's like our thing.
Connect
yeah.
with your parents.
Yeah.
They play.
It's, like, the little, like, in movies, like, you see them throwing a baseball together.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
softball.
That was, like,
that was
like,
literally
us.
Every
week.
Like, before school, I would be in the street with my dad, and he'd be, like, telling me where to put my glove, and some days I'd be, like, crying so upset.
No,
like, I can't. I don't know how
so
to
real.
Do that.
Or we'd be, like, in my court, because we live in a little cul-de-sac, and he'd have these little tennis balls, and we'd hit the tennis balls, and they'd be, like, bouncing off the house. And none of my neighbors cared. We were all, like, really close with them. Or, like, he played football, right? So he's like, you need to catch that with one hand. Like, it's like receiving a football, Lindsay. I'm like, I don't know that. Like, I don't. But, I mean, I'd say that's why I'm the outfielder I am today is he'd be throwing these balls. He'd be like, you can get that. Yeah. Pump your arms. Pump your arms.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the softball girl-dad relationship is so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a thing, and it's
that's
so interesting.
So well, it's funny because when I used to play soccer, like, I used to get so annoyed because when I would go outside and practice, like, you can't just, like, rebound it. Like, the ball just goes in the net, and then you have to walk all the way to get it. And then, like, oh, my God. And then I just get so bored. And I was a goalie. How are you supposed to practice being a goalie? Like, you need someone to kick it to you. Like, and my dad would just be like, okay, like, go practice. And I was like, well, can you come with me? And he, like, wasn't into soccer very much. He played basketball and ran track and rode. He was a self-taught rower, so he was just like, I don't care about soccer, like, at all. So he was like, okay, like, whatever. But once I started rowing, then, like, that relationship, like, he ended up coaching me during COVID.
Aww,
and he's, like, the reason why I got recruited. Aww. And it's just so funny, like, when your parent, like, did a similar sport or, like, is into it like you are, like, boom. Like, that relationship is just there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, too, it helps because both our dads are pretty positive.
Yeah.
So I'd say from a young age, we weren't being coached with negativity. It was very, like, uplifting and, like, you got this. And so I think that kind of, like, is why we stuck with it and why we're here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Positivity, right? No, literally, I call my dad. I don't even call him dad anymore. I call him Coach Jerry.
That's
so funny.
Because, like, oh, my gosh, he's the best. And did she call your dad Bruce?
The whole team calls him Bruce.
Yeah.
He's like, is Bruce coming? I'm like, yes, of course he's coming.
So
he comes to every game.
That's
he
so
wouldn't
funny.
Miss a game.
That's the best. So kind of going off of that and, like, that relationship that you have, but or, like, with your parents, who has inspired you to continue playing all these years?
Well, that's a good question. definitely my parents, like, pushing me to keep going. I'm trying to think of a softball player, though.
I think that. And then part of me was, like, I play with my sister. So it's, like, she's a year older, so she was always a little better than me. And I hated that. I was, like, I have to be better than her. I have to be better than her. So it was, like, I'd be working a little extra harder than her. And I'd be, like, Julie's not hitting today. I'm going to go hit today because I know I'm going to be a little bit better than her. And it did end up working out for me. But I think it was, like, she was always older, bigger, stronger. So it's like she'd be hitting home runs and I'd be like, I can't even get on the infield, please. Let me out. So I think like that's where my drive came, is like it was something that like my whole family got to do together. And my dad was coaching us and my sister was also playing. So it was like me and my sister have always been teammates. So it's kind of like that is a special bond within itself.
Yeah.
And my mom was always there supporting us. We could have the worst game of our lives. My mom's like, good game, honey.
That's like my mom, too. Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yeah. I think for me, my friend Danny, actually, she plays at Mount St. Mary's, but I grew up with her. I think I played travel ball with her for maybe like 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. And she's like the friend where like I'll text her like once every 2 months. And then it's like just this massive catch up or FaceTime call. But I'd say probably her just because like, I know I can trust her and talk to her about things that are going on with softball. And, like, she kind of gives me that little, like, extra oomph for motivation to, like, get through a hard patch because every athlete goes through it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know she's had similar experiences at her school, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, too, it's part of, like, not really who, like, what's inspired you. Of, like, yeah, we all love softball, but it's, like, the amount of people we've met along the way and friendships that, like, are everlasting. Like, there's girls that I played with in 12U who I still keep in contact with, which is like crazy. And you look back at these photos, you're like, oh my gosh, like we're still friends. That's insane.
I feel like the softball world and the rowing world are very similar in a sense of like they're very small communities and like you know a lot of people in the community
for sure, like, especially if you keep playing.
Like I've met people that like are like 1 degree away from Olympians and I'm like, that's crazy. Like, it's friends with that person, and they rode with this person who is now has a gold medal. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's like we watch all our old teammates play in the SEC or in the Big Ten, like, wherever, like, all these bigger schools. And they're like, I have one girl I played with in 12 years, and she's, like, breaking records.
Yeah.
Or, like, my dad, he brought up a good point because we're going to the Women's College World Series to, like, close out the softball chapter in June, whatever. And, like, we know a girl who's a GA at Florida, like, one of our pitching coaches my freshman year is at Texas. My friend Bella, who I played with for 4 years, is at Oklahoma now. So it's just crazy. Like, you're going to have 8 teams there and you already know, like, so many people, like, indirectly.
Exactly.
Like, crazy.
It's so funny. But similar to your, like, relationship with your sister, I had an exact, like, thing because my sister is 4 years older than me. So she's a lot bigger and a lot stronger than me. And so we had, like, the same pipeline of, like, with rowing, you have, like, 2Ks. I feel like I remember telling you guys about how stressed I was about, like, 2Ks. And this past my junior year, I finally beat her, like, record. Her, like, because she has, like, since graduated and everything. And so I finally beat her, like, top score and, like, she's not rowing anymore. She can't do anything about it. And I'm like, so
you beat her, now you're retired.
I was like, I'm done. No, but I called her in the bathroom and I was like, ha ha, I beat you. And she was like, oh shoot. And I was like, yes. Cause like, it's not like she can like rebuttal that. Like she can't get on the erg and do it again. So I was like, let's go.
Little do you know, she's sitting there at 9 p.m. erg every night so she can beat you. So
you both are both seniors. What is a favorite memory from Lehigh softball?
Feel like there's two. Well, are we going more of like the game outcome route or?
We can do both.
Sentimental.
We can do both.
Okay, well, I think we're both going to say the same for
the game outcome.
Yeah.
I figured that you would.
Winning the PLC winning our freshman year. And you know what was crazy about that is we went into that tournament, I think the 3 seed.
We were not the
top seed. We were the underdogs.
Everyone was like, this team, there's no way. And it's like, well, the one thing we had that everyone didn't was, like, the friendships. And, like, I think we really harped on being close as a team that year, and it all came together.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got goosebumps.
Yeah. But we went into that, and I don't remember exactly how it happened, but we dropped one of the games in the double elimination, got to the championship, had to beat Boston twice.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back, same day. And were the home runs in the first or second game?
The home runs were in the second game.
Yeah. So I don't remember what happened in the first game.
The first game was, I think, 1-0. We, like, won on maybe a pass ball, something crazy like that, where it was, like, Caitlin and Gabby were pitching, like, games of their lives. Like, 0-0. And it's always been like that. Like, that's how we lost the championship game the year before. Or this last year is, like, 1-0.
Yeah.
You know?
But so. I remember my dad saying at the time, he was like, if you can beat them in the first game, like, it's over for them. Because they're just demoralized at that point, right? Because, like, they know they have to come back and win again. Anyway, we came back. Our two seniors at the time, our best hitters, hit back-to-back home runs. And then we just knew. We were like,
oh, my gosh. The second home run, their center fielder, you watch the video, and she just hits the fence. And she, you
like,
can
crumbles.
Tell, you tell on her face. Like, she knows they just lost it.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're sitting there. We're like.
And we're freshmen. Like, we're freshmen. What is going on right now?
We're looking at each other like, we have three more outs till we win a ring. Like, never in my career did I think I was getting a ring after going, like, the mid-major route. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, to win one your freshman year.
Yeah.
And then you have to crave that feeling. The next like
three,
3 years is a...
Yeah. But crazy. That's definitely a top moment. And then, obviously, beating Alabama sophomore year.
That was also crazy.
On their home field, opening game against their ace Montana Fouts.
Opening weekend, and we... Historically, Lehigh softball has never played on opening weekend. So it was like softball would start and we'd all be like here for another week practicing and every other college team would be playing. And so we were like, we want to play. And so our coach was like, fine, you guys can play. We'll put you at an SEC school.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, great. And I mean.
Yeah.
Again.
Crazy.
That was an insane game.
Yeah.
Wow. I have, dude, the only type of feeling I've had like that one was also my freshman year at Patriots, and we had never beaten Georgetown before, and we beat them by like 4 seconds, and that was just like, it was the closest we'd ever come to podium. Like,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those types of stories because like that's just like why you do it. Like,
exactly.
That's literally why you do it. That like just feeling of like. Yeah.
And I'll always remember like that specific team.
That team.
You know?
And there's, like, a video of Marie and I jumping up and down. And I just think, like,
oh. It's just cute to look back on. Yeah.
You have to show them to me. I want to see the video of the girl hitting the fence.
Oh.
Yeah.
We definitely
I, like, replay it in my head. Like, I can picture it right now, her hitting the fence. Like.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Things that'll go down in your memory forever.
Yeah.
And so kind of in a situation like that, but how do you handle pressure in a tight game situation?
Oh. It's different. We're different positions, so it's different. But
yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, I'm a pitcher, so that's a lot of pressure sometimes. And it's, I feel like it's one of those positions where like you either get like all the blame or all the fame.
Yeah.
You know, like you can dictate a lot. Honestly, I don't think there's one specific thing I do. I honestly just think over time you get used to it.
Yeah.
Like me, freshman year being out there, I was a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
And, like, now, obviously, like, you still get nervous, but, like, you just learn how to handle it. I don't know. Yeah. You just get used to it. And, honestly, I sometimes go out there, and then I get back in the dugout, and I'm like, what just happened? Like, I don't even remember.
Yeah, it's like
it's really bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens to me. I get really nervous at the start line, and then, like, the race is just, it's black.
Yeah, like, and then it's over, and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah.
I, like, look over, and I'm like, did we win?
Yeah. Like. Yeah.
For me, I've been in a lot of different situations in my Lehigh softball career.
Yes.
I've been the person who's a starter. I've been the person who's the DP. I've been the person who's, it's the seventh inning, no one's hitting. Oh, Lindsay, it's time for your pinch hit.
So, two outs, runner on third.
Score the hitter in. So I'd say that's the hardest situation.
Yeah.
And like, yes, it's rewarding, but you're cold the whole game. You haven't gone in. You're like, okay, like, I have to put a good swing on it. I haven't seen this pitcher. You don't really know what's coming. And I think in softball, that is the hardest place to succeed. And if you can do it, like, that's where that comes from. And now, like, that was me my junior year, that was kind of my role. And the year before I was the DP. So it was like two different ways. And now I'm playing in the outfield. So I think that understanding what your role is and like how it can impact it, the team and you. And then also like as someone who's been in that really high pressure situation of like, this is my one at bat of the game, time to like get it together. It's like now it's like, okay, like I feel like I'm more at ease as a senior. And it's kind of almost like I feel like being a pinch hitter, you're in the highest pressured situation, whereas like now you're not like that's the highest pressure I've probably ever felt. And now it's like more calming, relaxing. And I think I'm able to like play how I'm supposed to play.
Yeah. Like I honestly think it just comes down to experience too. You have to be put in situations like as an underclassman that are really stressful, but then you do it and you're like, okay, wait, I can do this. And then you get to be a senior, junior, whatever, and it becomes easier.
Right.
As a senior, I look back at myself as a freshman. I'm like, oh my gosh, you were wrecked.
There was a senior that came back, I think for Liloff, she came back and we were at the game, actually. She was like at the actual game with us. And she like came up to me and she was like, Jenna, you are so different. And I was
It's true.
And she was like, this is going to come off like not great. And I was like, oh, great. Love that you're starting with that. She was like, but you were like a mental head case your freshman year. And I was like, well, thank you.
Honestly, same.
But like, yes, I was. Like my ability to handle pressure was negative. Literally negative numbers. Yeah. Like,
for sure. And I think like that comes from, like Maria said, lack of experience. You're being put in a whole new environment away from your family. Like freshman year is hard. Anyone who tells you not
really
is like, they're just lying to you. And I think like as a senior looking back and I look at our underclassmen now, like find beauty in the struggle.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
You have to find those small bits of positivity and no one's going to be perfect. I struggled with that a lot throughout my softball career. And I think you have to realize like you got to take those small wins and you have to ride on those small wins. And that's where I think puts you up for success for those moments of like high pressure situation, game on the line.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting too is I feel like no one talks about the transition from travel ball to college.
I agree.
Like it's just not talked about in the softball world at all. And I feel like I know a lot of my teammates who I played with in travel, like everyone has a similar experience where they get to college and it's just a completely new ball game and no one prepares you for it. I mean, not that you can prepare for it, but like, it's not talked about at all.
I don't even think it's like a skill thing either. It's like not the whole side of the mental game.
Yeah.
It becomes like 100 times more important. And I think as a freshman, you're kind of like, can't grasp that.
Yeah.
But I think as a senior and as a freshman, you build it all up, right? You think.
Yeah. It's like character development.
It's the end of the world if you like strike out or do something, make an error. Like, yes, okay, that sucks. But you have like, it's a game of short-term memory, and you have to be able to turn it around.
Be a goldfish.
Be a goldfish, yeah.
That's so cute.
Isn't that from a movie or a
Dory
show? No. Finding Nemo.
I'm going to steal that and tell my coach about it.
Because goldfish have really short-term memories.
Goldfish, like, can't even, I think, have one.
They have one brain cell.
No, like, one thing in their mind, like, that one thing.
So they're just, like,
My
dad says it to me all the time. Be a goldfish.
That's so cute. Yeah. Oh my god, that's such a good. That's because for rowing, it's very important because like if you're down, you have to be able to come back regardless of like where you are in the race. Like you can't let a boat take like five seats on you. Have that be like the end of the race.
Yeah.
Like you have to be able to like get like down and like grit.
Be a goldfish. Back.
Like, be a goldfish, forget that just happened, and go. Yeah.
That's like us, batting one for three is good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That means you fail twice out of the three times, and it's like, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. That's considered good.
Good. So, here we go.
Anyways, so let's see. I mean, we've answered, like, three questions all within that, which was, like, perfect.
Yeah, we're good at talking.
No,
for hours.
You literally are. This is, like. Oh, I love this.
Aww.
How has being an athlete shaped who you are off the field?
Ooh. We're both like,
So like, feel like it's something that, like, we've done for so long that that question's, like, very hard to answer.
Yeah. I think probably for me, the one thing that comes to my head is just, like, discipline.
Yeah.
Like, in everything. Like, I'm the person where, like, I will not be late. Everything's planned out to a T. Like, yeah. I'm just type
you
A.
She's such a planner. It's crazy.
I don't know. I know that comes from softball and, like, my dad telling me from a young age, like, if you commit to something, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Something as simple as, like, if you're going to tell a friend that I'm going to be here at this time, like, I will be there at that time.
Yeah.
And that's just completely shaped my personality. Completely.
Mine's probably, like, time management. I feel like I'm able to get things done efficiently, and I think that's kind of helped me, especially in college.
Yeah.
And then also, like, I think growing up playing sports has kind of got me that, like, competitive edge of, like, I want to be great. Like, that's, like, always the
goal. Like, anything you do,
Yeah, I just keep pushing, and I'm, like, I'm definitely the person to go, like, always hit extra or, like, go the extra mile because it's, like, that's what I think will set you aside in those, like, high-pressure situations that you can lean on, like, like, that you know, like, okay, I put in the work.
Yeah.
I even think that, like, putting in the extra mile in a sense of, like, just relationships, too. Like,
100%.
Who, like, kind of what you were saying in a sense of, like, I'm going to be 100% all in for any one of my relationships, as well as, like, thinking about, like, me getting a job right now. I've been a psychopath, like, trying to, like, job interviews, emailing people, like, networking. That's because of my sport.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
If I were anyone else, like, I'd have, first of all, what am I going to do with my time when I graduate? I lost 4 hours of something at the
afternoon.
What do you mean?
I'm going to be a Pilates princess.
No, I'm also going to do that. Are you going back to California?
Sore subject.
She doesn't know yet.
I don't know. I have a job offer in D.C.
Which I'm telling her to take because I live there. And I said, Lindsay, you can go to dinner at my house every week, even though I won't be there. But my parents will host
her
you.
Her parents also offered for me to stay with them before I find a place. So
if they take care of Lib.
I have to take care of the dog and be the pool boy. So.
Oh, my God. Well, that's
perfect. Cutest pool boy you've ever seen. Yeah.
Wait, that's perfect.
He doesn't like leaves in his pool. I understand the
my
assignment
My dad's
already.
Very strict about that.
Yeah. Well, I'll somehow find a way to D.C. and we can take Pilates classes together.
Okay.
Yeah. D.C.'s on the up, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, except I might be in Connecticut, potentially.
Well, I might
that's
also
fun,
be
though.
Back on the West Coast. So it just depends.
No.
I know. Sad.
I'll be in Tennessee, so.
Oh, I'm coming. We're going to an SEC football game.
We are.
Do you have any pre-game rituals or superstitions?
Well, honestly, no.
I do. So.
Not me. I can't answer this because no.
Well, you can't frame it as superstitions. So
rituals.
Thank you. Yeah. So I would say, well, I eat an apple before every game. I don't know why, but I started that like my junior year when I had to pinch hit. So I'd bring an apple and I'd be like, I'm going to eat this and it's going to help me. And it, you know, I got a hit one time. And
it
stuck with
it.
Stuck with that. And then this year I've been wearing eye black because I feel like it, well, I mean, helps with the sun. Duh.
Of course.
And it takes me back to high school because in high school we'd always put on the eye black with the glitter and I'd be like, haha, this is so like unserious and fun. Because my high school was, like, we were good up until my junior year. My senior year, we were awful. Like, it was bad. We won maybe 2 games. And the one, like, the second game we won, we made, like, a TikTok about it. Like, it was, like, a big, huge deal. But, I mean, I played shortstop, and I'm an outfielder.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yes, to think about that. And I batted 1 because the goal was I get on, and then we have 3 outs for me to score.
To score with a 1 run.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So I wear the eye black now because as a senior, I feel like I spent a lot of my college career stressing about softball and like looking back, it's like so unserious and it should be fun. So I like put on the eye black. I'm like, oh, it's like I'm in high school. So,
did you guys wear Oakleys or no? Is that more of a baseball thing?
No, we do. I usually won't wear sunglasses unless the sun.
Unless they like absolutely have to.
Yeah. I chew gum before we hit like.
You chew it the whole game, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. If I don't do great, I spit it out and get rid of the piece because I'm like, oh, that piece is bad.
Yeah.
That piece is bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. That's like my way of like wiping it. Like, oh, okay.
New piece.
To the next one. Yeah.
New piece of gum. That's so good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the type of person where like I've known since high school that I can't get on like the superstition wave because it would like consume me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm like low key consumed.
She's consumed.
The day before a game, it's like 9 p.m. and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have an apple. So I drive myself to the grocery store. I need,
yeah.
It has to be the same. It has to be the Honeycrisp apple. It can't be.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, and I ran out of gum halfway through the season this year. And I was like, okay, I need to get extra gum. I need. So I was like, I have two pieces left in there. Like I, so yeah. I mean, I'm
You're
definitely
so funny,
a little consumed. There was a game where I almost forgot the eye black. And I was like, Chloe, where's the eye black? And Chloe's like, I don't have it. She's like, you don't need it, Lindsay. I was like, yes, I do. Like,
yes, I do. I need that.
Our coach
eye black.
Was back on the bus for us, grabbed Chloe's whole backpack to get this eye black.
She didn't know
before
where it
our
was.
Colgate game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Speaking of that, I need to order that eye black.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's actually insane. And what are you excited for about this season?
I think like for me, just enjoying everything and really focusing on, like, it's crazy because, like we said, we've been playing since we were four. So it's, like, it's all you know. Mm-hmm. And I think big part of coming in as an underclassman is, like, you've consumed your whole life to get recruited. And all you know is, like, yourself in a softball uniform. And I think those first 2 years is, like, discovering yourself outside of that.
Yeah.
And once you do that, like, I know we're both going to be okay, like, once we're done with softball. But it's, like, really honing in on those small moments and not taking them for granted, because everyone always says, like, you never know when your last game's going to be. Like, my last game could be, like,
tomorrow,
and I don't know. But just, like, I don't want to end up having any regrets. So just playing how I know how to play and not letting anything make any moment too big. And don't sweat the small stuff, because it's going
to
happen.
I think, too, like, the group of girls we have and the competitive spirit, I just feel like that weekend going into it, we're all going to be pumped up, and I'm probably just excited to feel that one more time, you know?
Yeah, I think that. And then, like, for me, it's, like, going to those moments and knowing, like, we're going to get out of this. And, like, we've been put in these high-pressure situations all season. We've been playing games that are, like, 6-6, 10-inning games.
More extra-inning games than I think we've ever played in.
So, like, we've really honestly set ourselves up good for those high pressure situations. So it's really focusing in on, like, I know I got this. Like, we can all, I think the best part of our team this year is, like, all 22 girls, as a coach, could put them in.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to succeed. Like,
right.
Everyone is ready. And whether their role is a pinch hit or you're our ace pitcher, like, everyone is ready for this moment. And it's just trusting that work and not making these moments bigger than ourselves. You can get caught up in, like, oh my God, we can win a PLC, but it's also, like, enjoying, like, these are the last times this team will ever play together.
Yeah.
So.
I'm crying. Oh. And so, let's see. We've kind of done more of the, like, hard-hitting questions, if you will.
Yeah.
And so now we have some, like, fun questions.
Yay!
Okay. What are, like, your hype songs that you listen to, like, before games and, like, you like had like walkout song type of thing, like,
yeah.
I knew you were gonna ask us this. I don't know why, but I just knew.
Mine, so I'm a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
So I only hear the song in the first inning and I get like a minute and a half, but mine is 4 minutes by Madonna.
Shut
and you
up.
Know what's funny is I didn't even pick that. It was last year I was on the bus and one of our former teammates, she came up to me, like, I think I was napping on the bus. And she's like, Merb, like, you have to make this your walkout song. And I never even heard this song. And so I did it. And everybody's like, it's just so Merb. Like, you just have to do it. And it stuck. So,
Well, mine. Well,
okay. Spotify.
My walkout song this year is Let's Groove. So
tonight.
Yeah. So it's just like something that's fun, lighthearted. And then my second, we get two. So my second one's Bandit by Don Toliver.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
I like it too. Thanks, guys.
Wait, what's your second one then? So, or do you
I
only
just get one. I mean,
one.
I could get two, but they would never play it. And like, you would never start two games in one day. So it would just not happen. But
what would be your second one if you had one?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know. I'm a big, like, EDM house girly.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I don't know exactly which one, but like something in that genre, probably. Mm.
Let me give you my house. I love EDM.
I know you do. We bonded over this, I think, freshman year.
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Well, because I was actually, so baseball came on before this, like this podcast.
Justin's a big EDM fan.
Yes. And so he was talking about Notion. It was funny. I discovered Notion at a baseball game because Adam Retzbach walked out to Hooked.
Oh my gosh, I have a story about this too, that song.
And then like Joe Gorla had Mambo Italiano and like it was like a remixed version or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, no, need that right now on my playlist. I like Shazammed it. I was like,
no, that's so funny because we were in Bone. I think it must have been freshman year, and I remember hearing that song Hooked in the weight room, and I was like, what is that song? But, like, I couldn't pick out what they were saying, and I remember sitting at Bone with everyone, like, trying to sing this song. I'm like, guys, you need to help me figure out what this song is.
It's an EDM song. How are you supposed to sing that?
Like, exactly, and that's the worst part about EDM.
She's like, sing this song. I'm like, there's no words.
So I'm like, I'm literally on my phone on Google, like, da-da-da-da-da. Please.
Wait, how does it even go?
Don't look at me.
Da-da-da, you got me hooked. And then the beat drops. But, like, I don't even know. Like, there's no way you can find what that song is unless, like, someone told you.
Yeah, it's so good. And
then we were in Gervaux playing ping pong, and it was Justin. He had it on his phone. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the song I've been looking for months. And I was so excited. Yeah.
It's like, yeah. No, it's so good. And so if you could play any other sport, what would it be?
Volleyball.
I would either dance.
Oh. Okay.
But if it was a sport, probably lacrosse. I could see myself.
I didn't even know what lacrosse was till I came to these guys.
Well, that's California board.
Lacrosse is big in New York, so.
Yeah, and Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 10 minutes from Maryland, basically. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I would play basketball probably.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. What's a fun fact about you?
This is funny because our head coach, every time there's a recruit, we have to answer this question.
We do.
So we actually have answers for you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my lighthearted one, which I say to the recruits, is that every animal my family has ever had is a rescue. So we've rescued bunnies. We've rescued Kiki. Our cat, Kiki. We actually found her on our front porch on the coldest day of the year in California. Yeah, which was New Year's Eve. And I heard something meowing in our bush, and I was like, oh, my God, what is that? And I was like, it's a kitten. She was, like, 3 weeks old. We scooped her up with our pool skimmer thing, and we caught her and took her to the vet and kept her. My parents' first ever animal together was a black lab, and they rescued it from their college hometown.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's my fun fact. And then my other fun fact was that I was born dead, and I put that on my...
Well, we both have freshman ones.
My freshman year door was like, they asked for a fun fact, and I was born dead, which is like a true fun fact.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two. The one I tell my team and everyone laughs at me is that I was born folded. See, bro. Okay.
Folded like a piece of paper?
Folded? Yeah, like folded, like breached baby folded. But I don't even know why, like my freshman year, I must have told one of the seniors and they just took it and ran with it. And then the whole team knew. And then it was just this funny thing. Oh, Merb was born folded. Like, okay.
I like your laugh about it.
Yeah.
It's great because we do bring it up a lot.
Yeah. And they're like, can you show us? I'm like, guys.
Can
like,
you show us? Like,
what do you mean?
Folded
what
baby on Google.
Yeah. Folded baby.
Folded baby on Google.
This is so funny.
Hey, Siri, show me a folded baby.
Yeah. So that's what I tell people, like the recruits. But then a fun fact that people don't know, you might know this, I'm really good at Rock Band. So like I can play any song on Expert on that guitar. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
You want to know something I'm really good at?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Shut up.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, low-key insane. So.
Yeah.
Wait, how... Like, what do you mean, like, low... Like, what is the...
Let me just pull
What
it
is
up
the
right
premise of that? Like, other than catching Pokemon.
So, like...
I don't play this game, so
you
I don't
battle
know
people, like... Okay, to be fair, I go through phases. Like, I'll be, like, really into it, and I'll be like, okay, time to get my steps. So if you ever see me, like, looking down at my phone a lot, I'm probably playing. But I haven't played in a while just because we've been in season.
No, what's...
But it's, like, right before we get into, like, Patriot League, it's, like, there's really nothing to do to play softball, so I have to do something else.
Yeah. No, it was funny. We were at Newark Airport, and I think it was, like, 8 or 9 of us. I wasn't playing, but we're all sitting there waiting for our drinks, and they wanted to battle on Pokemon Go, and they're all just sitting there, and, like, you should have seen people's faces. Like, they're all just, like, tapping their phones, like, like, trying to battle this Pokemon in the airport. Like,
I got our whole team on it at one point. It was, like, we got on the bus, and they were talking about some Pokemon, and I was like, oh, yeah, I know what that is. And Helen, our freshman, goes, you know what that is? And I was like, yeah. I was like, have you ever played Pokemon Go? She was like, you do not play that, Lindsay. And I was like, yeah, I do, actually. Like, my cousins will play together, so, like, I started playing. And, yeah, I'm level 36, which is, like, pretty good. To, like, preface, I have to level up, get 2 million XP.
So, I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah.
But.
So, basically, like, yeah, we will go through the airports when we're away or, like, at away tournaments and we'll play, like, before our games. Not, it's, like, not super involved. I also like to geocache.
Yeah, she got me hooked on that. Yeah.
And I get everyone hooked on that,
yeah,
too.
That's fun.
But, yeah.
This is my kryptonite, Block Blast. I've been on this for a while.
I've never been on that wave.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I'm putting you on now because it's, like, it's just mindless, brainless fun. And I literally, like, hours I could do this for. Hours I could do this.
It's a great hobby.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have for you guys.
That was so fun, Jenna.
Lindsay, Maria, thanks again for joining me here on today's episode. I look forward to talking to you again soon. And be sure to like Lehigh Athletics on Facebook and follow Lehigh Sports on Instagram and X to stay up to date with all of your news on the Mountain Hawks.
Yeah.
Go Hawks.
Woohoo. Go Hawks.